Hey, this is Erin.
I'm Melissa.
And we're Trending Northwest, a weekly podcast all about the latest in our region, introducing you to people you'll want to know if you don't already.
We're on a personal mission to celebrate kindness, innovation, and diversity, which is at the heart of our culture in the Northwest. Join us as we shine light on topics that are trending for good and have conversations with some of the most fascinating people in our area.
Learn more about guests on the podcast and read about trending topics at trendingnorthwest.com. Episodes are dropping weekly, so be sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts now. Lutheran Community Services brings people health, justice, and hope. They serve more than 50,000 people a year across Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, helping to make the world safer, healthier, and a more hopeful place for us all. At Lutheran Community Services, they bring people health, justice, and hope. Their mission is to advocate for and support victims of trauma because when healing happens, families and community are stronger. Everyone is welcome at LCS, and their inclusive wraparound services change lives all over our region. Join us in supporting this important cause at the Chocolate and Champagne Gala on Saturday, April 15th. Tickets are available now at lcsnw.org. Lauren Trivison is a local fashion influencer who graduated from Gonzaga in 2020 and moved back to Olympia to start her own fashion page on Instagram. Since then, she's gained over 70,000 followers on just one platform alone and is a full-fledged influencer full-time. She once worked at Nordstrom where she learned how to dress all sorts of women, and her passion is to be able to dress people specifically in the mid-size category, which she loves to talk about on Instagram. If you haven't followed her yet, make sure to follow her at lauren.trivison. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hello. Thanks for having me, ladies. Hi. This is so crazy.
Yeah, we see you so much because you're a contributor at the magazine. I found you when you moved back to Spokane and thought your account was absolutely incredible. I learned so much about what's trending right now and how to dress and just tweak your outfits a little bit to make them a little more stylish. And we had such a fun time getting to connect over sushi the first time we met. And oh my goodness, you've grown since then from 10,000 followers to over 70,000 on Instagram thanks to some viral videos. Tell us about that.
Crazy. And update, it is now over 80,000.
What?
Oh my goodness.
I blinked and it's 80. How is that real?
I still pinch myself every single day and I'm like, is this real life? Apparently. But wow. It doesn't feel – I never in a million years would have thought that I would get to a level like this. It's just bananas.
Oh my gosh. And how long has it, so for those who haven't been following you since day one, when did you start it and, you know, how's it gone? How have you grown it really?
Yeah. So it began in May of 2019. So we're close to the 4-year birthday already, which is just crazy that I was this consistent and stuck with something this long. Cause I'm the kind of, you know, creative types. We like to bop around, try different things, but Instagram, she stuck. So started that the summer before my senior year at Gonzaga because all of my friends were like, Lauren, how do I wear this? Lauren, how do I wear that? And I'm going to be honest, I was a little annoyed with everyone. I was like, I'm going to just create a page for you guys. You guys can refer to it and kind of go from there. And then that summer, I had gotten my first content marketing internship, kind of learned the business side. And I was like, oh, this is like a real thing. But I didn't really know like quite how to grow. I always had to do like Pinterest things. Like, how do you grow an Instagram? Where do you get followers from? So I just was consistent with it. Put a little effort in every single day. And then before you know it, I kind of got addicted. And lo and behold, it's just exploded in the last, 5 months? Not even. And I just pinch myself every day. Because, I mean, I feel like when you're consistent, you're passionate about what you do, people are going to find you eventually. And I got to just keep on keeping on. And the algorithm was like, yeah, we'll finally give her some luck and love. And I was like, okay, cool.
Just so when you wanted it too, because you moved back to Spokane and you're making this your full-time job.
Yeah, so. I left my corporate job back in January of 2022 because I was like, I just can't be living this lifestyle anymore. And I kind of knew by that point I wanted to be a business owner by the time I was 25. So I just kind of took the leap. Things sort of panned out as they did. And it was kind of a slow start, kind of figuring out how to monetize, how to really make this a sustainable career. And then when I moved back to Spokane in October, that's when everything kind of just slammed on the gas and it's just exploded from here on out. Got a network with the community, get to know so many cool people here in Spokane and the overall Northwest. And it's just been a crazy journey ever since.
Yeah. And it's so fun too that you're doing this on Instagram because we know you have a TikTok and we'll talk about that in a second. But a lot of people are like, oh, everyone's moving to TikTok. That's all we're doing now. But I mean, look at your Instagram. So tell us about like that whole debate.
Oh yeah. I didn't really think Instagram you could grow much either. I was stuck at 10,000 for almost 2 years. So it was fighting, pushing, trying every single day. And finally, one of the reels just clicked, because I'm kind of more of like a curator in a way, and not so much like, I'm trying to get better about putting my actual self out there, but I'm just a fashion girl. Like, that's what I've always loved. I've always been passionate about. Again, as Erin said, I've worked at Nordstrom growing up, and I just have always loved clothing, and I wanted to be maybe a stylist or a designer as a kid. So this kind of just really fit into what I've always been passionate about and have enjoyed. So I feel like kind of getting in with that like fashion world, but the fashion community is so broad, and it was kind of overtaken low key by, you know, tiny girls or plus size girls. There weren't really anyone that I could look up to. And I was like, oh, this is someone that looks like me. I can kind of see how the clothes are going to fit, what it's going to look like. So about 2 years or so into my journey, that's when I kind of realized what midsize was. And I slowly started tinkering with it and posting more consistently in the past year and a half. And that's really when I found my sweet spot. And I was like, okay, I'm able to niche down, create content for women that looks like me. And like, I don't have kids or anything, and I just have a post-COVID body or whatever. But, you know, I like to eat. I like to live my best life. And I feel like fashion shouldn't be something that is reserved for only a certain type of person. Like, you can look fashionable at any size, any age, any price point. It's just a way to express yourself and feel good about yourself. And for a long time, I also didn't put a ton of effort into myself, and I wouldn't really put makeup on, especially at jobs that I wasn't the most passionate about. And so now I really believe, like, when you look good, you feel good. And that's helped me kind of gain my confidence and kind of, you know, stick to this platform that can be really hard. Like, I'll deal with some bullies and haters here and there, and I keep going, because then I'll get the comments of, oh my gosh, you're like a celebrity to me, or you've really helped me feel more confident in my body and my appearance, and celebrate different parts of my body that I didn't care about as much and kind of hated. And I was like, okay, we're going to something here. So
So what's a day in the life of a content creator like? Because, we pretty much kind of know. But for everyone listening that's just like, oh, it looks so easy. You just try on clothes and you take photos and videos and then you just put it online. Like, that's it. It's so much not it.
Oh, no.
So tell us, like, I mean, I'm sure you do, like, kind of a batching system, or, like, what's your, like, weekly process? And then what's a day look like?
Yeah. So weeks and days really just depend at this point, especially as it just skyrocketed overnight, basically. It's kind of been hard to keep up and do all the things that I need to do, but kind of like to take my mornings, like, I'll sleep in till about 8 o'clock or so, and like, I have my own business. I could go to bed and wake up when I want to. So I'll get up around, you know, 8:30, whatever, go get ready, do my makeup. And when I do my makeup, I do it on TikTok Live. So I kind of have like some friends, can socialize. And then, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm working, whatever. And then I'll kind of come up with an outfit. And I do a lot of my filming in the morning, because that's kind of when I'm like the most motivated. My makeup's fresh. I need to come up with an outfit anyway to dress. So kind of do that. And then in the afternoon, I'll edit content and do a lot of like the back end of the content creation life and influencer marketing, which is working with brands, get sponsorships done. I'm always sending out contracts, emailing back and forth, negotiating, and kind of doing all this stuff that you wouldn't really think we have to do, but you definitely have to if you want to profit off of this industry and business. So do kind of all of the administrative stuff. And then at nighttime, I'll either unwind or I'll go out to like local events and go do different things. So definitely keeps me busy and on my toes. And no 2 day looks the same, because there's always something that comes up last minute, and I just find myself all over sometimes.
Don't forget to put inspiration and entertainment on your calendar. Get season tickets now to STCU's Best of Broadway. You can have first access to popular touring productions with live music and top talent, special offers from nearby restaurants, and so much more. West Coast Entertainment is a locally operated independent presenter of national touring Broadway productions, concerts, and other special events. Don't miss a single show-stopping moment. Learn more about their upcoming season by checking out BroadwaySpokane.com. Well, I actually have some really interesting questions for you based on advice that you've given me that's helped me out a lot.
Really?
Yes. So my first question is, if somebody wants to be just a little bit more fashionable and they want to adjust the length of their jeans with a roll, how would you recommend that that's done based on the shape of the jeans?
All right. So if it's more of a fitted pant and like a skinnier jean, which is coming back, ladies, I know that it's been controversial and a hot button topic, but it's back. So those kind of pants, I would do just like one little cuff and something a little more tailored and professional, maybe a double cuff depending on your personal style and kind of how tall or short you are. And then if it's more of a looser jean, like a boyfriend, something more relaxed, I kind of do a more casual role. So it kind of looks a little more undone and, oh, I just threw this outfit together.
So brilliant. And for anybody who's dressing as a mid-size queen, yeah, you know, that first video that really took you off, what are some trends that you're seeing in the spring season that you want to try?
Oh, that is a good question. I'm really enjoying kind of, I mean, it's spring, so you're going to see florals, kind of more of that boho style, like think Free People and Anthropology, just those fun kind of flowy dresses I always think are cute. And they're a good way to kind of hide some problem areas. Like for me as a mid-sized girl, sometimes my tummy's a little bigger than I want it to be. So it's a nice way to kind of, you know, hide that a little bit, but you still look chic and it's very comfortable to wear. Some other trends I'm really enjoying are, of course, just like some warmer neutrals, some pastel-y pieces. I'm seeing a lot of green lately and a lot of neon green. So kind of dabbling in that, testing out some more like loungewear, athleisure. I always love putting on activewear at this time of year because I find myself on little nature hikes or going out and doing activities with friends now that the sun's kind of popping out. So just kind of thinking, how can I make my clothes and outfits work for me and my lifestyle?
And what would you say are some brands for us mid-sized gals that we should look for? Because, I mean, it's been probably a while since I've, like, gone shopping. And so, like, what's kind of, like, trendy brands out there?
Yeah, my first thought is Abercrombie. I know a lot of mid-sized girls are a little triggered by Abercrombie. And that's valid because they were problematic back in the day. However, 2020s, they're
very inclusive.
Yes, they've become a lot more inclusive in terms of their models, their size range. I mean, straight size, plus size, mid-size, and their quality is really, really good. And it's usually under $100 for most products. And I always look for what is the quality of the item, how much am I spending to get the good quality. And I'm at a point in my life where I'd rather save and like splurge a tiny bit for something I'm going to wear over and over and over again and kind of move away from the fast fashion of like, oh, I'm going to just wear this once and then I'm going to toss it. Like, it takes up too much space in my closet. I don't have time for that. I want to go for pieces that I know are going to be a part of my wardrobe for a while and I can wear for a variety of occasions. Another place that I always love, especially being a Seattle girly, is Nordstrom. They always have a bunch of great accessories, like their shoes. I mean, that's how they started. I also love a good Amazon product. They have so many affordable pieces, and there's a lot of items with really good quality that I feel like people will overlook because they're like, oh, it's Amazon, it's cheap, but you never really know. And I also believe in dupes and trying out a little bit cheaper options because, again, not everyone can afford to splurge all the time, and I don't even want to splurge all the time on like trendier items. And I think they're a fun way to incorporate a little personality to your everyday style, and why not experiment? Life is short.
Yeah. And speaking of experimenting, I know that if somebody's looking to update their personal style and learn about what's currently happening, a lot of people go to Pinterest. So what are some terms that you would search by to find current stylish outfits? Because I know there's just so much content that's hanging out there on Pinterest that's been sitting there for years. But what do you look for and what terms do you search by to find the newest, latest, and greatest?
Yeah, I always look up like mid-size spring, for example, since it's getting to be springtime, or look up 2023 trends, or kind of look at your personal style. So maybe if you're going to work, say professional or business casual, or if you're trying to find something, I usually use Pinterest for when I'm traveling or doing seasonal things. Look up the place that you're going to visit and try and do keywords. Pinterest is definitely kind of a keyword-friendly platform, so you want to really be specific with what you're looking for, and that should get you the trendiest things. You could even look up, oh, what's trending for 2023 in this season, and that's a good way to find new stuff.
Have you ever spent hours researching online to find the coolest hotspots, learn about fascinating local people, and plan your next staycation, only to be more confused? We have a magazine for that.
We do the hard work for you and research trending topics every day and then spill the tea on our favorites on social, in the digital magazine, for the busy modern professional to access easily on the go.
Support women-owned inclusive media and become a subscriber for just $29 a year at trendingnorthwest.com/subscribe.
You're welcome, Melissa.
There we go. Thank you. I wasn't even thinking actually about Pinterest as an option because I was thinking more like searching Instagram. Oh, so if you wanted to search Instagram, what would you search for? Because I know that's a little different. You can use hashtags, but...
You could use hashtags. They're kind of going to the wayside, but I, again, would look up mid-size spring outfits, mid-size clothing options or mid-sized bloggers and try to find people that look like you, or even like size 10, size 12, whatever clothing size you wear, there's probably a creator creating content around it. So just kind of being a little bit intentional and be as kind of specific as possible, because that's when you're really going to find what you're personally looking for, instead of, you know, when you're broad, you're going to get a lot of options and that can make it overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, especially within certain size ranges or even body types. There's a lot of discussion around body types and how much easier it is to dress for your specific body type when you find someone who looks like you and has similar measurements. There are even people listing their actual, you know, measurements on social media now, which is incredibly helpful. I actually have been following a lot of the fashion influencers that you've recommended. Excellent. And have been loving it, because I see their outfits and I think, oh my gosh, that is so achievable for me. I can get that item in that size, because it's very difficult. You know, I go to sometimes even, you know, little boutiques around here, they don't have anything above a large. And that's really hard for people who've had kids and they have mom bods that they're trying to figure out how to dress and still look stylish. So what are some fashion influencers that you recommend following? I know that's a tough one, because it's like, we know people by their handles, but if you could think of any off the top of your head.
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind is another Washington creator, Shelby Tomlin. Something like that, of Shelby Says What. And she's a mid-sized creator out of Seattle. She's a mom of two, shares a ton of really cute options. There's another mid-sized creator, Olivia Frida Curves, out of Canada. And she's a little bit on the taller side, but again, shares that mid-sized content. For plus-size options, one of my personal favorites is my dear friend, Frugal Curvy Finds. Her name is Megan. She's out of Portland, and she shares a ton of really cute mom style. And another one is Olivia Phillips. She's out of one of the Carolinas. I always forget. But she's a cute little plus-size gal. She's petite and shares a ton of just really easy to recreate outfit ideas. So there's a ton out there, and I always try and share and spread the love while I can. So, yeah.
And I have kind of a fun question. Ooh. So if you had any dream brands that you could collaborate with, who would those be?
First one off the top of my head is definitely Nordstrom. When that happens, that'll be a pinch me, because I worked in the stores for so many years and kind of inspired me to start doing what I do, because I was like, oh, I'm around clothes all the time. May as well create around that. And some other ones, I've gotten to work with Abercrombie a little bit, but definitely working with them more would be cool. Working with Amazon itself would be really cool. Even like Steve Madden, or I don't know, just like the big fashion brands I always shop at. I mean, it'd be wild to work with them in an influencer capacity.
Well, I hope that's coming, and I hope they're listening.
Yeah.
Well, and so to talk about that even more, let's talk about TikTok. So yeah. TikTok is huge, and we've been talking about it. And you have a big presence on Instagram. Tell us about your TikTok, and tell us about how TikTok is different from what you do on Instagram, if it is.
Yeah. So TikTok is kind of going more toward a long-form content, or is going towards more long-form content. So it's almost like a YouTube in a way, but more vertical versus horizontal. And it's kind of favoring people who just are talking and being more themselves. Again, as I said before, Instagram's a little bit more curated, and you want to have kind of like, you know, that Instagram-worthy lifestyle or whatever. And you want to make this content short, sweet, to the point, and either engaging, inspiring, educational. TikTok, you more so want to say, hey, this is me. Like, let's go get ready to do this. Let's get dressed for that. Look at what I'm doing today, and kind of more like voiceovers and favoring that more human, raw, vulnerable touch, which can be difficult sometimes. And I even struggle with that at points. It's definitely been a little harder for me to grow on that platform. Just transparency. I don't know. It's hard to be like vulnerable and open sometimes, but your girl tries, and it's slowly been growing. I mean, looking back, I've grown about 3,000 people in the last year or so, which I mean is still not a small feat. But you see people like explode and have viral content. But sometimes it's nice to do the slow and steady approach and really cultivate a community. And that's the nice thing about TikTok, is you really find people that have the same kind of passions as you and kind of connect over more things than just like one topic. It's a good place to be like your own personal niche and talk about whatever you're passionate about.
Interesting.
That is really well stated. And I think TikTok gets a bad rap because of those, you know, wild and crazy viral videos of people doing insane things. But there has been so many opportunities for people to find community there. We were just talking to Emma Epperle yesterday of the Spokesman Review, and she wanted to interview us about TikTok and how businesses are utilizing TikTok to advertise to their audiences. And it has such a unique and interesting way of drawing people together around very niche ideas or content. What are some of the TikTok accounts that you follow based on your own personal interests?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to be honest. I don't follow a ton of Instagram or
Whatever it is.
I don't follow a ton of TikTok accounts. A lot of them are actually my friends that I made through blogging and Instagram. So other small creators who, you know, maybe we've had some success over on Instagram, but we're trying our darndest over on TikTok. A couple girls that I really like are Tori Sunshine over on TikTok. Again, same with Olivia from Instagram, Shelby from Instagram. I have a friend Monique on there of travel something or other. But yeah, just I like to find smaller creators who haven't really, because I mean, I'm kind of a small creator there too. So little micro nano accounts that are just kind of starting out. Oh, Sandy Santiago is another good one. She's a cute little Latinx creator. And just helping other people kind of start from the ground up, and we're able to kind of create a community together and figure out what we like and how to grow on there and live life.
And there have been so many opportunities for people of all ages to be able to create ways to make a living on the internet and utilizing social media. So it's really cool to see someone doing that so successfully right here in our community. And if you haven't had the opportunity, make sure you go to Instagram and follow at lauren.trevison so that you can get some amazing fashion tips from her and from everybody that she recommends, because there are so many good ones. Well, thank you so much for coming to the show today, Lauren. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about before we sign up?
Just kind of have fun with your personal style and fashion and wear things that make you feel good. And that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. We got to get dressed anyway. May as well wear something that makes you smile.
Oh my gosh, that's the best tagline. I love it.
Have to get dressed anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming on the show, Lauren. And we can't wait to see what you do next.
Oh, same.
100K is coming. Let's celebrate. Do you want to laugh with us even longer? Subscribe to the podcast now and get access to after-hour episodes where we go off script, leave in plenty of bloopers, and tell you hilarious stories that you won't hear anywhere else.
Support women-owned inclusive media and become a podcast pal for just $4.99 a month by visiting our website, trendingnorthwest.com/podpal, P-O-D-P-A-L.